This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for what you do. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers to keep America rolling along. Please check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website for more information and all sorts of details over there that you won't find anywhere else. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Joining us right now, the editor of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground USA podcast, that would be none other than Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain, and congratulations on the information you shared with me yesterday. That's incredible news.
Well, it hasn't quite happened yet, but we're getting close. And next month, we'll be telling some. We'll have more information out there. How's that? The show continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the new words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Sleepy Joe, I want you to listen to another Joe talking about, okay, can't you guys just cut it out and get along? Listen to this.
And you have people trashing Obamacare, and the sport of it is Republican talking points. And then they're trashing his immigration policies, which Donald Trump and the Republicans attacked and used to elect Donald Trump as being too conservative. This was sort of, we were sort of in a never land last night in that debate. It was bizarre. And I gotta, just judging from what I've seen and what I've heard since that debate, a lot of Democrats that are pretty pissed off and are saying, listen, if you think you're going to get my vote by trashing Barack Obama's legacy, you got another thing coming.
Okay, so Joe is mad at Sleepy Joe and all these other Democrats that are trashing Barack Obama's policies, and I guess Joe tried to defend it as best he could. Oh, by the way, in between the two comments that he made bragging on two occasions that he'd like to beat up President Donald Trump.
Well, Joe Scarborough is a two-faced charlatan. You know, here's a guy that a couple of days ago was talking, singing the accolades of Al Sharpton and how important he is to the Democratic Party. And when he was in Congress, he actually moved legislation to condemn him for being a racist.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy will go with the wind to try and get four more people to watch his program.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's angry at the Democrats for not being far enough left, you can bet there's an advertiser who will if we can get one more caustic comment about Donald Trump or someone who's not trashing Trump, well, I'll say it so we can actually get that ad dollar.
And
he's worthless and his credibility is finished.
Yeah. Now, you know, when you talk about Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden did do one thing that I think we can all agree upon. He really nailed Kirsten Gillibrand. She had a real problem trying to struggle with the comments that she made about something, but he came out and he just absolutely got her to where she was in sticker shock.
Well, that comes back to being a seasoned politician. You remember you're no Joe Kennedy. Yeah, you're no John Kennedy, my friend.
Yeah.
When you're a seasoned politician, you wait for setups like that, but like what Gillibrand did, in order to serve it up on a plate so you can knock it out of the park. And if Joe Biden's not one thing, if he's one thing, he's a seasoned politician.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's run for president more times than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So he's waiting for those opportunities, and then she teed it up for him.
By the way, one more fun piece here. Here's Cory Booker teeing off on Joe Biden, and this was the comment of the night.
Why did you announce on the first day a zero tolerance policy of stop and frisk and hire Rudy Giuliani's guy in 2007 when I was trying to get rid of the crack cocaine?
Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor. You need to come to the city of Newark and see the reforms that we put in place.
Yeah, I would say so.
It sounds to me like his staff was just like hanging around and trying to figure out cool lines that he could use when the opportunity would arise. Cory Booker is the same guy that says that he wants draconian ID rules if you use a gun, but doesn't want to have voter ID.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's discrimination to enforce voter ID laws, but he sees no discrimination when it comes to gun ownership. So he's a walking hypocrisy.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, you know, the progressive left liberal socialists have moved so far to the left that it's added a new dimension to the word left.
Listen, remember back to when Hillary, in the primaries when Hillary was running and Sanders forced her to go hard to the left.
Yep.
As soon as the primary was over, she had to fight to try to get back to the center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's going to happen with whoever emerges as the candidate for the Democrats this time, only worse, because they are sprinting so hard to the socialist left that in order to capture the undecideds, where Americans win races, they have to sprint back to the center.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have one more little sound clip from Tulsi Gabbard, who absolutely stopped Kamala Harris in her tracks. And will she or won't she? Uh-huh. That's a little clue. Will she or won't she? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And folks, let me tell you about the brand new Nissan Titan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup that I'm driving from Moss Nissan. Now, folks, this truck rides better than a car. And the leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat and power adjustable lumbar support are so comfortable because they are. And it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate Premium Auto System, too. It's one of those HD systems, and I'm telling you, it'll rock the house. Now, remember, you serve, you save. At Moss Nissan, we're all active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, all get preferred pricing on your new Nissan vehicle, saving you thousands of dollars. And don't forget, there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, and tire rotation for life, plus much, much more. So, check them out online, mossnissan.com. That's mossnissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095, located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs, the Chevy dealership up on Northdale Mabry, and coming soon, another Moss Nissan dealership in Tampa, coming soon. That's all I can say. That's Moss Nissan, the home of you serve, you save. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get $500 off your deal. Tell them the captain sent you to get $500 off your deal. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is back with us. Howdy, howdy.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Got to get you down here and get you riding around one of them Moss Titans.
Yeah, I keep telling you, when I'm in the market for a new car, I'm driving down.
Come on down, because as a first responder, you're involved in that deal, too. You serve, you save. All right, I got to get into this Tulsi Gabbard and Kamala Harris tit-for-tat thing going on, when Kamala Harris was spouting off about all the great things she did. And then along comes Tulsi Gabbard. I'm not going to vote for any of those candidates that are up there, but this, to me, I really enjoyed this one. Listen to this.
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Wow.
Well, Kamala Harris has got some vulnerabilities, in not only with her performance and her record. You know, she just wants to go and say she was a prosecutor and I was a prosecutor and I was a great prosecutor, so I'm going to be a prosecutor president. Well, one, you shouldn't be a prosecutor president because the president is the head of the executive branch, which executes the laws that are legislated, but that's beside the point. Harris believes no one will look into her background. She's just going to declare who she was, define who she is. And because of her skin color and the fact that she's a female, she's taking up the mantle of being the person who's in the forefront. Mm-hmm. Well, when you have people who want to start digging into your past and using your own record against you, standing on the stage with you, you need to expect that stuff. The fact that Harris didn't expect those things to come and have a comeback for it means she's a little arrogant.
Yeah,
she believes that she's the best person on the stage, and you know you're going to have a Father Flager moment in her head soon. That people are stealing my election from me. What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to come soon as she falls in the polls.
By the way, a special shout out to Sandy in New York City. Hello, Sandy, and thanks for the kudos there. We appreciate that. And Al to Al. Let's see, where's he at? Al in Cleveland. Hello, Al, listening to us up there, and he says, by the way, Captain, he says it's 69 degrees. All right. Well, that's cool. It's cooler than it is here. I think it's in the near 80 where I'm at. But anyway, back to the will she or won't she comment I made. Now, what this is all about is it's about Michael Moore, who threw something out there to see if it would stick. He said, America needs a street fighter. They need Michelle Obama to run and crush Trump. And he came out after that and said, we can give her $100 million to run. She'll beat everybody. She'll get the nomination and she'll beat Donald Trump. Well, not so fast.
Yeah, there are a lot of vulnerabilities if you're Michelle Obama and you're going to get drafted to run for president. Chief of which she's a little caustic to be a presidential candidate. She was very free with her judgmental attitude when she was first lady, in a lot of interviews that she had, and then since then she's shown a little bit of her arrogance, since leaving office. Now Michael Moore, I mean, is he still around? I mean, what's the last thing that this guy did?
I don't know, but he likes to talk. He goes on television a lot, I know that.
You know, let's dissect his statement a little bit. Has Hollywood given $100 million to anybody who's not a Democrat lately?
No.
Okay. That was a safe statement to make. So this guy, he's like Chucky Schumer on steroids. He sees a camera. He's got to get in front of it and say something stupid politically in order to maintain relevance. Which happens with a lot of these Hollywood types. Alyssa Milano, another one. I'm appalled. What, really? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? If you're in the music industry or, you know, I tend to go like with what Alice Cooper used to say when people talk about politics. It's my personal stuff. And if you're listening to a rock star or an actor and following their advice when it comes to politics, that says more about you than it does about the person who pretends to be someone for a living.
Now, you and I were talking off air about James Comey yesterday afternoon when we chatted back and forth. The Department of Justice has said they're not going to prosecute James Comey for the leaks and the information that they found at his home, which, by the way, that was not a raid of any type. That was a voluntary thing where Comey said, hey, I got some things here, a couple of notepads, and I can't really find them, but maybe you could help me. And they came and they searched and they found them. So as far as what that is, it depends on what the meaning of is. But where are we going with all this? Because we got somebody by the name of John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, who is in the middle of a full-fledged criminal investigation involving all sorts of interesting stuff.
Yeah, the termination on Comey is not going to do anything, not going to affect the investigation at all, because you've got somebody who's got free reign over at DOJ to investigate an issue which Comey is a part of. But the fact that you've got, you know, we're not going to prosecute you. We found this. I'd love to have the determination that he did something wrong. You know, I get that you don't want to sentence him to jail time. Okay, I'll even give you that. But could I at least get the determination that there aren't two classes of people in the United States, and that justice is applied equally to everybody blindly? Because if you or I leaked something to the press that we weren't supposed to leak to the press, Matt, we would be brought up on charges and judged on it.
We'd be under the jail.
Yeah.
Not in,
so,
under.
So, I mean,
it. Mm-hmm.
Where are the, why are there consistently a suspension of the rules for anybody who served at the highest level of government? The law has to apply to everybody equally. We see no investigation and justice where the Clinton Foundation is concerned. We see no investigation and justice where Hillary Clinton's crimes against the American people are concerned. Jim Comey leaks stuff to the press that he's not supposed to leak in order to affect a narrative politically, and nobody wants to do anything about it because, well, we're just not going to prosecute that. Yeah, he did something wrong, but we've decided we're not going to prosecute that. How about we just apply the law and stop selectively figuring out who we want to give a pass to? That's politics sneaking into justice, and that's a slippery slope.
Well, here's where it's going to start. Peter Strzok, remember him?
Yes, I do.
Lisa Page has apparently spilled some of the beans on him. She's moved on. She's got another job in private industry with a law firm somewhere. But she spilled the beans on him. So Peter Strzok, James Comey may have some additional things that Lisa Page released about him, too. But if Strzok gets charged with anything and gets threatened with a serious jail time, that leaves James Clapper and John Brennan at risk, because you know he's going to spill the beans to either limit his jail time or not go to jail at all.
Yeah, this is the House of Cards is starting to fold over there in that little cabal, and it couldn't happen to a nicer group of people. My thought when I first heard of this is, who would hire Lisa Page? You know, and after what she did, why would anybody want her to work for them?
Somebody's, you know, just giving a job to somebody to keep them quiet or whatever. All right, got to run. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and also host of the Underground USA podcast. He's on every Monday and Friday on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back with Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds his first rally since the second round of Democratic debates. 17,000 Trump supporters decked out in red, white, and blue inside the U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, with many, many more outside who could not get in.
Democrat lawmakers care more about illegal aliens than they care about their own constituents. They put foreign citizens before American citizens.
And the president goes on to tell the crowd,
today I've a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna. And Don and Donna are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us right now on our affiliate up there, 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia, and thank you for your service to America. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay, the largest franchise of the 185 locations in the U.S. of A, 3 in Canada, 2, and 2 in France. Yep, that's right, I said France. So, 190 total locations, big one right here in Tampa Bay. Check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. More about them in our next segment, our beach and boating forecast. Joining us right now, he is the insurance quarterback, but on Mondays and Fridays, he becomes the sports quarterback. It's Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and a beautiful morning in Tampa Bay it is, and across the country. Pretty nice weather going on.
Yeah, except for some stuff up in Montana. They got some really dry conditions up there because of all the high heat that they've had up there and some dry lightning in the area, and all it takes is that lightning, and boom, they got themselves a big old fire.
That's true.
Now, let's turn left and go fast. I want to go racing.
Good old Watson Glen, man. NASCAR this weekend. Going to be exciting.
You know something? I love that place. I used to go there when I was younger. I'd go to the chicanes, which is the turns and up when they went up the hill and in the turn and in the caves. We had when I. By the way, I had, and this is great. I had a rock and roll band back in high school. And one of my friends, the drummer's older brother, was in college, and he hired us to come there to play the music for them for their little party they had going on. And we had a ball, a ball. And then Watkins Glen is also right there near the New York State Fire Training Academy, where I had, 12 different classes, schools that I went to there. So there you go.
You talk about up in that part of New York, Syracuse is ranked in the top 25 in the preseason, so it'll be interesting.
You talking about football?
College football poll, yeah, man.
Well, Florida's number 8.
Yeah, they sure are. Gators number 8, Georgia's number 3. Speaking about your friends up there in Georgia, Atlanta Falcons, Denver Broncos played last night in the Hall of Fame game. First one of the year, so football's back, Captain. We're in August. Preseason football, college football training. I mean, people are excited, man.
Who won that Hall of Fame game?
That was the Denver Broncos 14-10.
All right. So it sounds like there was an interesting game, and that's always good to have that up there in Ohio.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's right along I-77, I believe that state
is.
Yes, it
is.
Yeah.
You said it perfect. I-77 goes right through Canton, Ohio. Good Hall of Fame class this year. A lot of people, Denver Broncos had a representative, Champ Bailey, going. Another University of Georgia young man.
But no John Lynch. No John Lynch.
No, we got to get him in there. And it's funny you mentioned that because the quarterback for the Broncos, Drew Locke, got to look good. And there was a quarterback from Stanford for Falcons. And that's where John Lynch attended his college days.
Okay. Now, when does the schedule start here for the Bucks?
Next Friday, they have to travel up to the Berg, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
So that will be fun to see how the new-look Bucks with Bruce Arians look. The former coach of the Bucks is now the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, Dirk Cotter. So he was up there.
That's where he came from to come here. So there you go. Now let's talk about a little baseball because you just had the trade deadlines and a lot of moves were made by some teams. The Rays added some players. Other teams added and subtracted players and whatnot. The Rays beat Boston for the third time. They swept the series they had up there in Beantown.
I tell you, we need to do the conventions of the stadium. We'll change the Trop to the Fenway. I mean, we're 7-8-1 up there now, Captain.
And they're hitting the ball out of the park up there, too.
I tell you what, that was amazing how they played so well there in Beantown, as you call it, affectionately. So
yeah, they used to have great. They used to have great. The last time I was up there, they had great fish and great baked beans.
Oh yeah, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Lobster and beans, it's a neat.
No, you gotta say it right. Lobster.
Lobster.
Pack the car and the yard and the common is a lobster. Okay, never mind. Enough of my accent. And it was fun. And by the way, I go back to the days when baseball was baseball. Carl Yastrzemski.
Well, speaking about baseball being baseball, the game was played a little differently back then. For talking about up in that neck of the woods, New York Mets are on a little bit of a run and trying hard. And you know why? Captain, because they're playing baseball. They're hitting to the right side. They're bunting.
Yep.
They're hitting and running.
Yep.
That's the baseball that you and I know.
That's
long
right.
Ball is beautiful. Love to see a home run. Triple is really one of the most beautiful things in all of sports.
Yep.
But, you know, the fundamentals of baseball, they never go away. And if you follow them, you can win your share of games. So it'll be fun to see how that
plays. Yeah, and I also remember that pitcher with the big old mustache, Luis Tiant.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
For the Red Sox, he was very good. It
was like he was doing a dance on the mound when he threw the ball. But anyway, enough of that stuff. I could go into the Yankees, too, but I don't need to. And by the way, I saw Roger Maris hit his 59th home run in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, there you go, Captain. Well, it's funny you'd bring up those things, though, in the 70s, you know. It was the Reds against the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Bench.
The Yankees against the Dodgers. In the 70s, baseball was really something.
Pete Rose was Mr. Baseball. Yep.
Yes, it was. So those were some good times.
All right. We can talk about that for the next hour and a half, but we're not
going to.
Could
we, though? Pretty neat stuff, man.
Yeah. Now, let's see. What do we need to talk about next? Hockey?
Not much going on there, Captain. They lay low pretty much till September. Then they'll start getting back into it in September, and then the season will start, and basketball the same. Now, everybody's geared up for football right now and looking to see who's going to win.
Except for the golfers.
Well, you know, all the major tournaments are gone, but they're still playing a little bit of golf to see if you can make the top 125 to get in the money list and get your card for next year. So there's always that still going on, and always exciting golf things happening all year round.
By the way, we found something out this week about the women's soccer team, which was kind of amazing. The women have been getting paid the same amount of money as the men for about the last 5 or 6 years, and nobody knew about that until it got leaked this week.
Well,
and they were complaining about not getting the same amount of money, remember?
Yeah, they were. Well, you know, it all comes down to what generates the money. Okay, I mean, that's the bottom line of everything. If you generate the money, you get paid the money. If you don't generate the money, you don't get paid the money. That's the equalizer of everything, Captain, in life, as you and I both know. And man, I don't know why people can't see that. It has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with economics. But, you know,
Because if I'm the New York Yankees and I'm bringing in $1.5 billion a year, I'm going to be able to afford $150 million a year payroll, right?
If not more, Captain.
Yeah,
unfortunately, there should be a salary cap.
Because all the times that I went to Yankee Stadium, and I've worked there as a first responder, I've also gone to many, many a game. Same with the Mets, worked there as a first responder and gone there to many, many games. Their stadium was never a third full, a half full. It was usually two-thirds full or packed to the hilt. Take your pick.
Well, you know, that's the beauty. They have the history. A lot of franchises have a history. They have not as many things to do outside as you do in other parts of the country. So it makes it tough for some parts of the country.
Yeah, but they have things going on, and they have family plans. They've got free parking for, like, for example, that's where I first found out about free parking for first responders and disabled veterans. Are they doing that down here? No.
Yeah.
No.
Need to be more kid-friendly, more veteran-friendly, and that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, you and I both preach, you know, you were in the military, I fight for the military, and that's what needs to happen in this world.
Yeah, tell us about what it is you do.
Yeah, well, I help out the veterans, Captain, as you're well to know. I find the loopholes and things that are out here that are not talked about. I help out people that need assistance with their finances and their insurances. I mean, I've been in this industry for 30 years, helping out people. That's what it's all about. The more people you help out, the more blessed you are and you are taken care of. And there's no fee for my services. Just give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, I'm here to help you. If you have any insurance questions, any finance questions, any Medicare, Social Security questions, any veterans questions. There's a veterans benefit out there for people that need home health care. I help people transition from their home into assisted living facilities and find ways to get it paid to where it doesn't burn the family, Captain. That's another thing. So there's so many things I have connections with. We do a show tonight, Friday night. Captain, I'll do it from 5:30 to 6, from 5 to 5:30. Talk about the Real Estate Consumer Quarterback Show. We have 80 partners here in the Tampa Bay area that if you need something, one of these guys can help you out. So, again, give me a call, Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. I'll get you a book, Mission 1 Million, if you give me a call, and you'll love it, and I'll help you out. Thanks, Captain.
I'll see you later.
See you, buddy.
All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, and the insurance quarterback. I'll be right back with more. Final segment of the weekday version of the Captain's America coming up. And we're going to give you the beach and boating forecast. And then we're going to take a look at a couple of other things here. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Find them online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. Well, here we go for Friday, today. We'll have some showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. It'll be a little bit breezy. The wind starting out this morning out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. We'll have some winds this afternoon up around 20 miles per hour in some of the gusts. Seas today will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. Now, we do have a system in South Florida that's been rotating around for a couple of days, and some of those showers will be headed in our general direction. But the Gulf water temperature is 89 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 87 degrees. Our high tide happened at 4:59 a.m., and our low tide is coming at 8:39 a.m. Now, keep in mind that the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. They have 185 locations across the United States. They also have three more in Canada and two in France. That's right, I said France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports, with two more coming soon. And right now, here, if you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Everybody gets that. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, including if you're the janitor or the plumber in a hospital, guess what? If you're a school teacher, too, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. So you get $1,500 off the one-time membership fee. All you have to do is pay the balance due, and then after that, you'll get a monthly bill, and that's what you pay. All you got to do is load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, bring the sandwiches, whatever it is you're going to do, and you're off for a day of fun in the water. When you come back, you park the boat, you walk away, and you are done. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations, regardless of where they're at. So, if you join here, you are a member there, wherever it's at. And that would apply to some of you folks that come down here to Florida during the wintertime and then go back up to Michigan or Ohio, or maybe you go to, get this, San Diego, California. Yes, there's a Freedom Boat Club there, too. Or Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. Yes, there's a Freedom Boat Club there, too. So, check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or give them a call by calling 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will save you even more. And they're a great, 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 great outfit to do business with. Well, now, how about this little tidbit? Joe Biden is going to kill all of the fossil fuels. He'll tell you right here.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in the Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel. We cannot work it out. We cannot work this out. The time is up. Our house is on fire. We have to stop using coal in 10 years. And we need a president to do it or it won't get done. Get off coal. Save this country and the planet. That's what I'm for.
First of all, you aren't going to kill all the fossil fuels and do it in any timely manner. And second of all, there's not a battery or a battery vehicle out there that can supply enough juice to an 18-wheeler to haul an 80,000-pound gross vehicle weight trailer across country without having to have power plants about every 100 miles, charging places all across the country. Why, you say? Because when you go up and down those little things called hills and or mountains, you use a lot of power. It burns a lot of fuel, whether it's fossil fuel or whether or not it's electronics. You would have to have charging stations literally along the interstate for these trucks to pull into. How many of those do you think you're going to have when there's thousands of trucks out there on the road at any given time? Think about that. Blowing smoke, folks, blowing smoke. And by the way, a little information for you. The wholesale price of gasoline without the taxes in it, you can figure it out in your own state what's going on to you. The wholesale price of taxes, of gas without taxes in it, is $1.75 a gallon, coming right out of the refinery. $1.75 a gallon. That's the wholesale price of gasoline. Add to it everything else, and you know what's going on. Now, Kyle told me that he's up around 4.25. So that's $2.50 on top of that. Holy smokes. And crude, West Texas crude, is down to $53.95 a barrel. Brent crude is down to $65.19 a barrel. And guess what? There's a glut of oil on the worldwide market. A glut of oil on the worldwide market. You know what that means? Gas isn't going to go up anytime soon. And by the way, there's plenty of gas in storage. All right, let's drift down over here for a minute. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd in Tampa.
One minute. Go for it.
Donald, great, another great rally, a sellout crowd in Ohio. Congratulations over there. And tell that fraud, John Kasich, who's a Democrat, we don't need your help either. God bless you, Donald. You're on fire. You're like Elvis. You're a one-man band, okay? And let me tell you, fake Republicans, get on board with Donald J. Trump, who's done more for African Americans and single moms and single dads and Spanish people than any president since Abraham Lincoln. So let's get together and let's get on the Donald Trump bandwagon. God bless you, Donald, and drive China to their knees, because everyone owes the American people, because we've been ripped off for the last 200 years.
All righty, thank you very much. And that's Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate his call. Now, this final portion of the program brought to you by my buddies Dominic Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled DOMENICK apostrophe S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, across the tracks on the south side of the road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. because they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck out there, wave at it. That's probably going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount, too, on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, Elijah Cummins, 1999. Made a comment, disparaging comment, about the city that he is a part of, Baltimore, talking about the talking about the conditions in Baltimore. The video surfaced of that, and of course, right away, Cummins ran for cover. But about the same time, the president had invited him to come to the city's HUD facility to tour it and see what it looked like, which you can only imagine, plus to take a look at some other areas where there were HUD homes where people had gone in because they were vacant, hadn't been sold or had been repossessed or whatever, and they were drug houses, they were this, they were that, and let Elijah come and see what it was like in his own district. Now, I will say this. There was a report yesterday that Elijah Cummins' home was broken into and vandalized. Now, all we heard was how safe it was and how secure it was and this, that, and the other. I have no idea who would have done that, but it just kind of goes to tell you that maybe that wasn't the case to begin with. And, oh, by the way, then you've got Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, justifying violence against Israel by saying the Palestinians have no choice but to riot. Right. Way to go, AOC. We got a special place for you, and it's not in New York City representing your constituents. Hopefully these people will get voted out. But anyway, that's the end of the weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch for the week, and we've had a great week, a lot of things going on. I will be back tonight with a weekend edition. Many more of you stations and many more new ones will be along. So don't go anywhere. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. And remember, it's all about we. We the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.